Listening Library presents Race to the Sun by Rebecca Roanhorse. Read for you by Kinsale Houston. 1. I can see monsters. My name is Nijoni Begay, and I can see monsters. In fact, I'm looking at one right now. The monster is a pale man with thin blonde hair, slightly bulging eyes, and unusually red lips. He's tall and skinny, and he has on a black suit and tie. Monsters wear human skin more often than fairy tales would lead you to think. Scales and horns and claws are strictly for beginners. Trust me, I'm an expert on these things. This monster is sitting in the second row of the packed bleachers of my 7th grade co-ed basketball game, looking completely normal. Normal, except for the fact that he's wearing a suit, when everyone else is wearing a t-shirt that says, "Go Isotopes," or "Go Beavers," depending on which team they're rooting for. Normal, except there's a circle of empty space around him despite the gym being filled to capacity, like nobody wants to get close to him. Maybe they feel there's something creepy about him too, but they aren't sure what it is. I watch as a lady in a bright purple tracksuit moves in front of him, waving a red and black pom-pom dangerously near his face. Pretty sure if she keeps that up, she's a goner. Monsters don't take kindly to people invading their personal space. Okay, I made that up. I don't actually know how monsters feel about personal space, or whether they eat ladies in purple tracksuits, and I'm not so much an expert as much as a reluctant amateur. I mean, I've only been able to sense monsters for a few months. It started as a strange feeling while watching a lady massaging the avocados at the farmer's market. And there was the definite...